Florida's governor, House Speaker, and Senate President are circling one another, looking for leverage on their own budget priorities. I'm Nick Evans. A pre-session news conference with legislative leaders didn't work out quite like House Speaker Richard Corcoran wanted. He was hoping to show a few videos.
I said to Fred, get like three different videos. One will show like me and three people, and they're all jumping up and down and celebrating like at a birthday party, and I was going to say that's one way session could end.
The others? The Three Stooges or two trains running into each other. The brash House Speaker would know more about the latter than most. In 2015, as budget chair, Corcoran led a revolt in the House over accepting federal Medicaid dollars under the Affordable Care Act. Now, as the governor unveils his $83.5 billion spending plan, familiar tensions are flaring up.
Our Fighting for Florida's Future budget invests nearly $4 billion in our environment, with record funding once again for our springs and $60 million for the new Indian River Lagoon and Caloosahatchee Cleanup Initiative.
What he isn't including in that portion of the budget puts him at odds with Senate President Joe Negron. The Stewart Republican is pushing for a new reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee to treat water and reduce the likelihood of toxic discharges. Negron argues even some of his critics are on the same page.
Now we're in the phase where the discussion is not, do we need it? Is this really a problem? Now we're talking about when it should be done and how it should be done.
Meanwhile, it's Scott's inclusion of incentive funding, $85 million to attract businesses and $26 million to promote tourism, that's raising the ire of House leaders like Corcoran. Never a fan of what he calls corporate welfare, Corcoran points to waste at agencies like Visit Florida.
We kind of went downstairs in the kitchen at about 3 in the morning and we flicked on the lights. And I don't mean this in a disparaging way to anybody, but there's cockroaches everywhere, and I think you're seeing that.
Scott contends the state gets that money back, and then some, in the form of sales and property tax receipts.
We have to continue marketing Florida. We cannot let up. Anyone who thinks otherwise is turning their back on valuable jobs.
Corcoran's response was characteristically colorful.
You ever watch that movie, The Princess Bride?
No, I don't know why this fellow was.
As I told you, it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
And then he gets closer and boss, he's climbing the mountain, inconceivable.
You keep using the word.
And then finally the guy, I don't think that word means
anything. I don't think it means what you think it means.
If he started that sentence with anyone, I don't think the word anyone means what he thinks it means.
Corcoran, Negron, and their proxies will come up with their own spending plans to compete with Scott's proposals as the fight over Florida's money heats up. Negron remains optimistic. His idea to issue bonds for the new reservoir is unpopular in the House and the governor's mansion, but he's putting his faith in the budget negotiation process. Corcoran, on the other hand, is taking a hard line. A House committee has already unveiled a bill outright eliminating the tourism and business agencies Scott defends. Corcoran is demanding massive cuts and dangling the threat of another mutiny if he doesn't get his way. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.